Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us right now is Fleur Hassan Nahum, Deputy Mayor and of Jerusalem. Thank you for joining us. It's a very, very significant day. Is this it? Is today the end of the war?
Well, I hope so. That will depend on Hamas. There's an agreement in which they have to disarm. There's an agreement in which they have to stop terrorist activities. Will a scorpion stop being a scorpion? I don't know. But the most important thing today is that our hostages are coming home, which means that that is the beginning of when we can start recovering as a nation. We can't get to post-trauma if we're still inside the trauma, and that's where we're at. We can't start to heal. We can't start to reconstruct and to, you know, move to the day after when we're still in the trauma of having hostages languishing and tortured and starved in tunnels. And so today is the first day once they're all home. And of course, we need to make sure that all of the ones who were murdered come home as well so that their families can give them a decent burial. That's when we start to heal and move over to the day after. Yes, indeed.
In other words, take the moment and celebrate that. What's happening in Jerusalem? I'm getting photos of people praying at the Nova site for the health and return. What is happening in Jerusalem at the moment?
In Jerusalem, we're waking up to the eve of Simchat Torah, which is ironically the Jewish date of the worst massacre we've had since the Holocaust 2 years ago. At the moment, people are just home watching TV and waiting to see the hostages come home.
What message do you want to share today? What is the one sentence, the one message that you need Israel, Jews, supporters of Israel to know?
Ultimately, Israel has always wanted one thing: peace, and to be left alone in our ancestral homeland. We were always ready to make compromises. We were always ready to even share it. And the people who launched the 7th of October are people who don't want us here at all, are people who are not interested in compromise. And I pray for the day when they will all wake up and understand we're not going anywhere, and then decide that the only way forward is to just let us live and make their own destiny, and let us get on with ours.
That is a beautiful and important message. And I really appreciate you just taking a few moments just to chat to us. Fleur Hassan Nahum, former Deputy Mayor of the City of Jerusalem. Thank you as always. It is a 6:59, taking a quick look at some of your messages. Unsigned says, two things can be true at the same time. How do we, SA Jewry, now deal with the most anti-Semitic, other radio stations being mentioned? I'm not going to mention it. That's not my job to do that. And surely none of this should go unpunished. Well, I think people have got to do what they've got to do. I think if a radio station is anti-Semitic, a radio station depends on absolutely one thing, and one thing only, and that is listeners. If they don't have listeners, they're not a radio station. Or they can be, but they're just not an important one. So you have options. Thankfully, that is why Chai FM exists. This is our job, is to bring you truthful and accurate reporting, because that is why we exist. We exist for you. And it's really as simple as that.